All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're doing the last little bit of Race of Life, so let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Grim, can you swing by the workshop? It's late, Coop. Why do you need to go to the workshop? Gotta pick up the car. I was gonna repaint it, but I ended up doing a vinyl wrap instead. It should have cooled off and been properly set by now. Let me guess, you made it blue? Maybe. Every car you've ever owned has been the same shade of blue. It's a classic racing color. Loads of great racing cars have been blue. Those were great cars because they had great engineering and a great driver. Well, lucky that I'm both of those. You're barely able to engineer your way out of a pothole. I'm almost as good at driving as I am being the best mechanic in the state. God, I hope not. Otherwise, your car will explode. Care to put a bit of a wager on it? On what? When we get to the garage, I get my baby and we race from there to the old warehouse near your house. You serious? Yeah, whatever route you like. Last one there owes the winner a case of beer. Okay, let's race. Sweet. I'm still fired up from the event. Pull up at the end of the block and I'll get beside you. We go on three. Got it. Ready, Grim? Three, two, go! Cooper, you cheating motherfucker. This section contains time-based choices. Make a decision before time runs out. Cooper's car is all-wheel drive, so he'll get away faster and have more grip in the corners. His turbos will give him a higher top speed, too. But with a supercharger and my car being lighter, I'll accelerate a lot quicker out of a corner. Should I try and pass him on the first straight? I can't overtake just yet, but if I tuck in just behind him, I can use his draft to catch up. Cooper's gone in hot. His car's too heavy to make that turn. I can lick the stamp and set it down inside, but it'll need the drift to keep my revs up. Time to show him a rally drift. These old streets are perfect for it. Just a little flick away from the apex. And pull hard into the corner. The fuck, a dog? Just missed him, but I hit the curb. Looks like Coop lost time, though, too. Coming into a sweeping corner here. Coop's lack of low-end torque means I can gain some ground back here. How do I take this? Shit, I'm fishtailing like a bastard. Let's dance, Delilah. Catch and brake with my toes and heel. Tap the gas and keep the engine screaming. And come out full throttle. Shortcut up ahead. Cooper will stay away from it to not spoil his new vinyl wrap. Take the shortcut or stick to the main road. Almost time to make my move. I'm all over you, Coop. Come on, Delilah, show me what you got. Yeah, eat shit, Coop. I'll have the good beer, not that piss you drink. Yeah, you got lucky with that dog. Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or by a... Oh, fuck off with that bullshit. You really can't stand to lose, can you? I'm okay with losing, just not to you. Well, at least our work on Delilah was good. Yeah, no shit. You only won because I'm such a good mechanic. Keep telling yourself that, buddy. Yeah, fuck it. I'll see you later, bro. Look after yourself. Sure thing. Oh, and next time Veronica texts you, maybe turn the screen away. Wait, you saw... Later, buddy. You better not have seen all those pics. Well, may as well head home. Huh? Bobby, get your tongue off my face. I've seen what you lick with that. I know that's probably how dogs like to wake each other up, but I'm not a fan. Ugh, I definitely need a shower now. So much stuff going on right now. Between William and Allison both riding my ass, I've got Veronica's situation too. William will also be checking in on my classes soon, I'm sure of that. That fucker just loves shitting on me. If it wasn't for Veronica, work would suck. Something weird is going on with my physics class, too. First Jasmine at the beach, then some girl's text. I can't let that get out of hand. I know college girls like to flirt, but William is just looking for a way to fuck me over. I can't go to him with anything, but I can't leave myself open either. I have to be careful with everything. At least Lily is warming up to me again. It's been hard on her. I haven't been the best dad, but I'm trying as hard as I can to be better. Veronica wants to meet her, but I'm not sure I'm ready for that. Especially because it'll create unnecessary drama with Allison. She definitely wants to meet Veronica before letting her meet Lily. And that could really fuck things up for me if Allison feels like making trouble. Ah, fuck it. Maybe taking Bobby for a walk will help me clear my head. What do you think, boy? Ready for a walk? Yeah, let's go, buddy. It's too nice of a day and I don't feel like working on my thesis. Let's head to the park. Yo, Grim, you up? Yeah, I am, Coop. I gotta show you something. Oh, fuck, not this again. Relax, it's not Gregory DeGrogan. I was gardening this morning. No, you weren't. And Natalia was in her backyard again. Please tell me Natalia isn't another turd. Bro, I'm an artist. Artists move on after they've inspired the world. Talking about my new neighbor. The one you were definitely not creeping on? It's all foul gossip and slander. Anyway, Natalia's kind of interested in meeting you. She's a total science nerd. Her favorite subject? Physics. Okay, that's bullshit, Cooper. I swear, buddy, once I told her I knew a physics professor at the university, she was super into me. Uh-huh. Well, kinda. She did say she'd like to meet the physics professor. Well, she does live next door to you. We probably will meet someday. I think she thought it might happen sooner rather than later. Why would she think that? Because she's stupidly hot, and women that look like her can meet any man they want, whenever they want to. Coop, physics professors don't have hot groupies. Well, they might now. Check this out. Coop, is this really your neighbor? Sure is. And does she know you took the pic? I'm pretty sure she does. I think she winked. You think? I don't know. She had glasses on. She might have been asleep. Bro, wait. If you do hook up with her, can you ask her to call you Cooper while you're doing it? Just once? Bye, Coop. Oh, okay. Here we are, boy. Should we go for a run? Come on, a light jog won't hurt. You're getting a bit chubby anyway. Let's get those legs working. Damn, I love a woman in activewear. How about we speed up a bit, buddy, and take a closer look? Hey, that's Maggie. No. Wow, it's like two puppies wrestling under a blanket. I think I want to bite it. Should I say hi? Maggie, is that you? Grim? And you must be Angel. Hi. This handsome boy is Bobby. They seem to be getting along. Yeah, he can behave when he wants to. Do you come here for a run often? Kind of. I've done it a few times, but still don't know the area well. There are a few nice parks around. It used to be a great off-leash dog park, but it was sold to developers a few years ago. Oh no, I hate when that happens. It's not all bad. They have a really nice Italian restaurant and a couple of bars there. They also kept part of the old park as gardens too, so it's okay. Well, that does sound nice. I haven't really been out much around here. Didn't you go out just last night? Well, sort of. That was work-related. Oh, sounds like fun. I can always show you around if you'd like. There are a few bars I'm not banned from yet. You're banned from some of the bars? Yes, unfortunately, I'm cursed with dance moves that can dazzle those not ready for them. Last time, a bunch of people tried to imitate my talent. 12 people ended up needing an ambulance for pelvis dislocation. And I think someone managed to side-shuffle their way through a window. Sounds dangerous. And that got you banned? No, I was banned because it was seniors night. I was the only person born after moon landing in there. Aw, your moves went to waste. Not at all. At least 14 women tried setting me up with their granddaughters. I see. Sounds like you found an unexploited dating niche. Not really. I told them I was working on becoming a doctor. And you're not? No, I am. A doctor of engineering. I'm doing a PhD in electrochemistry. Sounds complex? Yeah, but I won't be putting a stethoscope on anytime soon, and I think that's what the appeal was. I see. So you can't go back and risk being set upon by grandmothers foisting their grandchildren on you. Now you get it. But it may not be so bad at that Italian restaurant I mentioned, Salsa di Penne. Is it worth visiting? Yeah, the pasta's pretty good. I could take you there for dinner one evening, if you'd like. I'm very partial to a good plate of rigatoni. Are you sure you'll be safe there? We can only try. Was that an Italian food pun? What? No, that would be too facile. Please stop. Well, okay. Great. I can only take so much. Cannelloni. I can only take so much. Good one. Thanks. Anyway, I have to get moving again or Angel will get restless. No problem. See you around. I'm sure you will, Grim. Bye, Bobby. Had a dog named Angel once. Best damn dog I ever had. That dog would just lay down on the floor while I was playing games or whatever. Listening to music, anything. She'd just lay down there and keep me company. That was pretty much the... I mean, just a great dog. I raised that dog since it was a puppy. It came one day, I was over at a friend's house. You know, my place had been burned to the ground, so I was living with them. And this dog came on their porch, and they'd never seen it before. And it was a brown, golden Labrador. And called her Angel, and we had her ever since. She lived a very good long life. Later. Hi, Allie. Grim, it's still Allison to you. Uh-oh. Of course, Your Majesty! How may this humble serf be of service? You really are committed to being the biggest asshole possible, aren't you? What can I say, Allie? I tell it like it is. I'm too tired to argue with you, Grim, and it'd only make me dumber anyway. I was calling to let you know I've arranged for you to spend some time with Lily before a friend's party later today. You can also take her there afterward. Wow, really? Yes, I have an appointment I need to go to. More important than our daughter, huh? If you're gonna be like that, then I suppose I can cancel and look after her for the day. No, it's okay. I was just wondering what sort of appointment would make you want to leave Lily with me. I have a meeting with an agent from the Nunya department. Nunya department? It's in none of your fucking business. You can pick Lily up at 3 p.m. Such language. Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? I've sucked your dick with this mouth. Foul language is far from the worst thing to come out of it. You did suck my dick, though. and have since learned that there's plenty better ones out there. Ooh. What, you're seeing someone? Bye, jerk. Don't be late. Well, boy, it looks like we'll see Lily later today. Whoa, buddy, that tail is wagging so hard you'll take off. It's not until later. Come on, let's go home. Time to get ready for work. I better hurry. If William notices I'm late for my class, I'll receive a lecture instead of giving one. Or rather, I'll receive a lecture instead of giving one. What the fuck? Delilah, babe, I know we put some power down in the race, but it's unlike you to struggle after. Well, it's a little better now. Must have just needed a bit of warming up. I'll have to check it out tonight at the garage. I think I put 10W40 in last time. Fuck, I hope I did, or Cooper will never let me hear the end of it. Come on, girl, get me to school on time, and there's a bottle full of synthetic in it for you. Can't be the fuel pump. I installed an external one a couple of months back. It could be the airflow sensor. Maybe I should check that. I really don't want to have to take the intercooler off. Boo! Fuck shit ass, what the fuck? V, you nearly gave me a fucking heart attack. I couldn't help it. You looked like you were trying to figure out the mysteries of the universe. No, just the internal combustion engine. What's to know? Press the pedal, the car goes vroom, go where you want to go. Yep, it works great, up until it doesn't. Seriously though, you looked like you were miles away. What's going on? Well, you know, there's a lot on my mind. Especially the thesis and how to keep William off my back. Yeah, you have had a lot going on lately. What were you doing last night with Cooper? Hitting a strip club or something? No, going to a strip club with Cooper is an experience. What do you mean? You already know how Cooper lacks a bit of decorum? Huh? You know, manners. Understanding social cues. Oh, well, why not say that, Miss English? Because the difference between a good word and the right word is like seeing lightning as opposed to being struck by it. You have such a way with words. Thank you. And you're right, Cooper can be impulsive. He doesn't like anything getting in the way of a good time. So you can imagine how a typical strip club can be a dangerous environment for him. Actually, I've never been to one. Really? Yes, really. Well, I take you, but I think you'd have trouble stopping people from paying you to dance for them. Grim! What, your body combined with a hot for teacher vibe? Tie your hair in a bun, put on some glasses, and come in with a long wooden ruler. You never need to worry about grant money again. Yes, I'm sure so many men would just ignore the thin-toned 20-somethings and go right for the dumpy aged woman. I think that's exactly what some of them would do. I doubt it. I know I would. So you're a stripper connoisseur now, huh? I just understand the benefits of appreciating a woman who has enough life behind her to know who she is and why she's amazing. Well, well. Now who has a way with words? Maybe you're rubbing off on me. And maybe you're rubbing off on me, too. So you're up for it? Up for what? A strip club. I can probably get you an audition with the owner. Hugh! You'd have to pick a stripper name, though. Grim! Maybe Portia? Mercedes? Crystal? Grim, I swear, you actively try to get me fired up sometimes. No, you're definitely a jewel. It's written all over you. And you say Cooper is the one lacking decorum. Oh, he is. I might only tease you about it. He'd be the one in the front seat trying to stuff bills down your G-string the second you walked out. Well, he'd be shocked to find out it was your girlfriend. He'd be the first in line to do it because you're my girlfriend. Oh dear. I'd still like to meet Cooper one day. You already did, remember? Getting a call at 3 a.m. to pick the two of you up from a biker bar when you were about to be beaten up isn't really a meeting. To be honest, I was worried about you both vomiting in the car than getting to know him. Excuse me, I was more worried about you both vomiting in the car than getting to know him. Well, that's definitely an authentic Cooper experience. It just seems you're a little afraid of letting everyone know we're dating. I just have a lot on me, and you do too. Oh, you'd like me to take something off then? That's not what I meant. Are you sure that's not what you meant? Actually, I mean, it is a tad warm. It can always get hotter. Yeah, I suppose it can. Oh, the temperature isn't the only thing rising, I see. You're always so quick with your comments. Yes, my tongue has got me into many sticky situations. Sounds like you're telling me more about yourself than you should. I like things to be out in the open. I think you do too. V, we're in public. I know. Hot, isn't it? I can stop if you want. Definitely not. Oh my god, right in the open. I can't believe that old whore has it in her. That cock though. Such a thick dick. Damn. Wow, you're so hard. This is your thing, huh? Fuck me, you look so hot right now. Oh? And now? Shit, V, don't tease me like that. It's getting a lot hotter here. You have no idea. So hard. You must be loving this. V, you're making me crazy. Me? Oh, would you like me to put it in my mouth? Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, I don't know. What if someone sees it? V. Tell me what you want, Grim. What do you mean? Tell me to suck your dick. Yes, do it. No, I want you to tell me exactly what you want. V, I want you to suck my dick. Right. Now. That whore is blowing the professor right in the car park. She's really going for it, too. That cock's gotta be halfway down her throat. She must be choking him. She's practically deep-throating him. She has to be able to taste every inch of him. This is so fucking hot. Fuck, I'm so fucking wet right now. V, that feels so good. I love hearing you moan. But we're in public, V. Fuck! V, I'm close. Not yet, Grim. I want you inside me again. Out here? How about in there? Come on, Grim. I'm so fucking wet for you. It's better not stain the upholstery. What? I said you look so fucking hot to me. Well, what are you waiting for? Right. Ah, yes. Can't believe they're doing it right in the open. The professor is really railing her, too. Wow, look at that clock. That clock. That cock sliding in and out of her. She's backing into it. That whore is loving this. A little slower, Grim. Oh, V, I'm so close. Alexa, are you still out here? What the fuck? She's coming over here. Don't move. She can't see in the windows. They're super dark. But I can see her. She can't see you. Trust me. Just don't move. Grim, have you seen Alexa? No, haven't seen her. I think she went into the building with you earlier. No, I'm sure she said she'd catch up with me, but she never did. Yeah, I mean, you might have missed her, I guess? No, I don't think so. Heck, well, she's not around here. That whore just pulled his cock right into her pussy. Jasmine must not be able to see. God damn, she has no idea what's going on. They're fucking and she's close enough to smell it. She couldn't have gone far. We agreed to do a last minute study before your class. You two are doing great. You probably don't need it. No, Alexa wouldn't miss it. She really wants to do well in your physics class. I'm glad she's taking an interest. Uh-oh, that's right, the test today. Yes, you said it'll be on thermodynamics and we're both struggling with that. Could you look at my work for the problem in the textbook? Here, I'll show you. No, that wouldn't be fair to the other students. If you come to class 10 minutes early, I'll go through it with everyone who's there. You can discuss it with the others when they arrive. Oh, well, okay then. So you'll come inside shortly? Uh-huh. Fuck yes. Get that dick deep into that bitch. Grim? Yes, I'll see you inside. Professor, we have to do this again sometime. You sure you're okay, Grim? Oh, I'm good. Great, even. Well, okay, see you in a minute. Whoa, my legs are a bit wobbly. V, what the hell is that? Fun. Now I have to go to the ladies' room to clean up. I think I need a moment anyway. Meet me in my office for a minute. Sure. Thanks for waiting. No problem, I had to calm down a bit before meeting my class anyway. I know what you mean, it was like something out of a romance novel. If that's your idea of a romance novel, I think you'll find plenty on the internet. Romance novels can be erotic. I quite like to read them at night, it helps me sleep. You read porn before bed? No, I read erotica. I mean romance novels, because it calms my mind. The one I read last night had this woman who was always meek, and that cost her too much in her relationships and career. Then she realized she had a choice. She embraced her sexuality and womanhood. She went from missing out on so much to living a life of excitement and success. Lots of sex? Well, yes. And you identified with her? No, I mean, it's not that. It's just, there was a scene where she saw a man she wanted and just went for it. Right there in public. She didn't even know his name. She didn't know if he was married or single. She only knew she wanted him right then and there. And she wanted to know if she had the power within herself to fulfill that desire. It was so raw. She took control of her own needs and refused to feel bad about that. I was reading it after you left our date, and I just found it so hot? So unbelievably hot. I'm not the most confident person I know. But I want to be, I want to be a little more like that character. A little less like the dumpy old professor that students insult each other with, saying they'll end up like her. Alone, boring, surrounded by cats. V, you're not that at all. I don't want to be. But I can see it happening if I don't push myself out of my comfort zone sometimes. Well, I can't argue with the result. I know. I'm still shaking a little. Do you read these books often? I've been reading them a lot more lately. Huh? Why?
Well, to be honest, it's because I feel like we're at a bit of a plateau.
What do you mean?
We both have so much going on. I'm not sure how we can make time to get to the next step in our relationship.
Like how?
Like, well, I kind of wish you'd stay the night sometime.
A sleepover?
Well, yeah. Just be with me. It's comforting being beside you. A girl likes a bit of a snuggle, you know?
Have you thought about getting a cat?
Are you suggesting that you want a cat to do the snuggling for you?
They will.
I'll have you know that I'm an excellent snuggler. There's an art to a good snuggle. I know all the moves. I'll snuggle your brains out. Maybe even a bit of spooning?
Well, you know the thing about spooning.
No, it always leads to forking.
That was a pun.
That was funny.
Barely. I'm serious, Grim. It'd be nice to wake up next to you.
I mean, with Lily in class in the project, I often work pretty late.
But for you, I'll see if I can bring my toothbrush next time.
I'll look forward to it.
I better go. I have to do a quick study session before class.
Yeah, I bet you regret making that promise.
Not even a little bit. Bye, V.
Bye, Grim. But you couldn't have been in the ladies' room. I checked in there.
I was busy. I'm not going to answer someone yelling my name while I'm on the toilet.
But all the doors were open.
Obviously not. You must have missed one.
Whatever.
Grim, could you look at this problem before we start the test?
Which one?
Page 204, the one you assigned last week.
Oh, the one on the centripetal force?
I can, but it won't be on today's exam.
Are you sure you want me to go through something like that right now and have you thinking about it rather than what's on the exam?
I guess not. Can we do it after?
Don't you guys usually like to chill after a test?
You'll get all burned out. Maybe next time?
Or you can schedule an appointment with whoever else wants to go through it.
Yeah, that'll work, I guess.
Cool.
Any other questions? Anyone want a quick bathroom break?
Well, okay then. It's a 50-question multiple choice, 15% of your grade.
It'll go through the stuff we studied last month.
Mostly cosmology, wave equations, and a little bit of advanced electromagnetism.
You'll have 2 hours. It's a closed book test, so no phones, notes, or textbooks.
You'll have the key formula in the last page. Some will be useful, others are just there to look pretty.
Once I hand them out, put the test face down. I'll let you know when to start.
Thank you, Professor.
Sure?
Okay, everyone. You have 2 hours. If you finish early, turn in your papers and leave quietly.
You may begin.
I can't sit still for a whole 2 hours. May as well walk around and make sure no one's cheating. Okay, who has their phone out?
I said no phones.
Come on, it must be someone's.
Is it you, Alexa?
No, Professor, I think it's coming from your desk.
Yeah, I probably should have put it on Do Not Disturb. Sorry for the disturbance, everyone, it was mine.
Hey, buddy, guess what I'm doing right now? Trying to hide from Camille the fact that you...
Aha, you're so funny.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Never mind.
Anyway, I'm soaking in a hot tub. You don't have a hot tub. Nope, but my neighbor Natalia does. Coop, you can be arrested for just dropping into someone's hot tub. She invited me.
Really?
Yeah, she just had it installed, but they messed up the switches to the pump and jets when wiring it up. Being the great neighbor I am, I offered to help. And after it was fixed, she said I could jump in and try it out. She looks awesome in the bikini, too. So she's there now? Nah, she got a phone call and went inside. She keeps asking about my friend, the physics professor, though. You're joking, not even a little bit. It kind of pissed me off, to be honest. Because she's here chilling in a hot tub with 6 feet of raw sexual Tyrannosaurus. And she's asking about my nerdy friend. Sexual Tyrannosaurus? Yeah, I think it's my new nickname. That will never be your new nickname. We'll see. Sure. What are you up to? If you want a dip, I think she'd be keen to meet. I can't. My students are doing a test right now. Oh, I can move the phone. I'll have to do a bit of grading, then head to the park with Lily and Bobby. You're missing out, man. So you're just texting me while the students are doing the test? Yeah, getting paid, too. Living the dream. So, any hot students? Yeah, it's practically cheerleader central around here. I fucking knew it. Help a bro out and send me a pic or a dozen. I'm not sure that's a good idea. And I think it's an awesome one. Are there any with a rack as good as Kalindra's? Kalindra, your ex from college? Don't pretend like you didn't notice she had a chest that could be considered a treasure. And a personality that probably made Van Gogh cut off his ear. You know, I bet at least one of your students has pierced nipples. No way. For sure, bro. Just check them out and tell me if any of them has. I bet at least one does. Who should I take a look at? Is that a faint outline of a piercing? Nope, probably not. I can't tell anyway. She does have some really cool tattoos, though. And those legs look like they'd wrap around and not let go. Well, I hadn't noticed it before, but Alexa is stacked. Super perky, too. Does she always wear such short skirts? Did she just... with no... and the... damn. Can't even remember that girl's name. She never says anything. Seems to be listening, though. I doubt she has piercings. I wouldn't be able to tell with that sweater on anyway. Should text Cooper back. Hate to disappoint, Coop, but I don't think there's any piercings here. Huh? No students have nipple piercings. Oh, right. Never mind, can't chat. Natalia's back and she brought something called a Becherovka. Smells a bit like Jägermeister. She told me I can't have a Red Bull with it, though. Later, bro. Later. Oh, Natalia said she still wants to meet sometime. She's interested in physics because she's an engineer or something. We'll see. Bro, I think this needs to be a priority. Check it. Later. Okay, class, time's up. Please turn in your papers. That was a short 2 hours. Oh, Jasmine, how'd it go? That was bullshit. Huh? The electromagnetic questions were crazy hard. Well, I'll consider that when grading if everyone had difficulty. I just can't wrap my head around it. Look, electromagnetism is my specialty. It's not all that hard once you get the basic concepts. I understand the basics. Once you get in the field interferences and stuff, it just doesn't stick. I can't visualize it at all. Well, my PhD project uses a lot of electromagnetics as the basis. I could always use a hand in the lab if you want a practical example. You mean using me as free labor? Slavery is illegal, Grim. I'm just saying, it might be handy for you right now. If it works out, and I get the grant I've asked for, maybe we can look into something paid. Really? Maybe. Are you interested? I guess so. Just let me know via text or email once you've thought about it. It's not easy work, but it might help you understand the concepts with practical examples. Yeah, maybe. I'll think about it. If you fail me, though, forget about it. Right. See you next lesson. Bye. A while later. Okay, Boyd, Lily will be here soon. Hi, Dad. Whoa, okay, Bobby, did you miss me? I want to teach you some tricks today. I bet you learned them quicker than Violet's dog. You're actually on time for once, Grim. Early, actually. Makes a change. You won't goad me into a fight today, Allison. Look at Lily. She's happy just being a kid. Jumping and playing with the dog. When I see her like that, the joy and innocence that just pours out of her. Nothing makes me happier. She is a wonderful girl. You know, I think that's what makes me angry the most. You didn't just betray me. Alice and I, let me finish. It wasn't just me, it was her too. You never saw all those nights falling asleep crying and asking why Daddy isn't living with us. You kicked me out. And what choice did I have? Imagine just for one second that Lily grows up, meets someone, falls madly in love, marries him, has a child, your grandchild. Then one day she tells you that her husband, who she loves and has supported for years, is cheating on her. What would you tell her? Even more so, what would you do to the bastard who broke her heart? Well, for starters, I wouldn't need to. Oh, really? Yeah, I'm gonna teach her to kick ass for herself. Great idea, genius. Teach a woman how to fight a man and see how that turns out. I'll show her how to fight dirty. Well, fighting dirty is your specialty. Nope, I'm not falling for your bait, Allison. Not this time. Lily has heard us argue more than enough. I'm not gonna spoil this for her. Oh, so now I'm spoiling it for her. Allie, we both love Lily. What is between us shouldn't ruin her day. Easy for you to say. You didn't have to pretend you weren't crying every night just so you could comfort a 5-year-old girl missing her father. I'd never have left if you hadn't made me. You really think I could simply ignore the fact that you fucked a girl at work? No, but I didn't think you'd explode before we had a chance to talk about it. Talk about what? How we could move forward as parents. Fucking hell, Grim, you think I was rational then? My world had collapsed. All I could do was put on a brave face for Lily. It would have helped every day if you'd let me. Grim, I'll never trust you with anything I care about, especially Lily. You broke my heart, but I'll find someone else one day. Someone better. But Lily loves you. She loves you so much it makes me furious. And I swear, I was angry when you fucked that whore at work. She's not a... I don't give a fuck, that pissed me off. But if you break Lily's heart again, I'll find a way to make sure you never get another chance to disappoint her. You get me? Allison, I'll never break her heart. You already did. But she loves you, so I'll put up with your presence. For her sake. But I still fucking hate you. I don't give a fuck. as long as she's happy. I want to punch you in the dick right now. Not in the balls, right on the fucking shaft so your cock looks like a question mark. You forget that I was there when Lily was born. I saw everything. It was like someone made a donut out of an old brisket and turned it inside out. You son of a... Shh. Lily is playing happily. Pray you never fall asleep around me, Grim. I will super glue your asshole shut with your balls shoved inside. Wow, surprisingly creative coming from the world's laziest bedroom starfish. I was doing Sudoku in my head. It was more entertaining than watching you try to please a woman. Funny, I... Grim, if you mention her name, I'm taking Lily home right now. I thought you preferred it when we fought rather than when we ignored each other. I've changed my mind. I'm leaving now before I kill you. The party is at 5 p.m. I'll text you the address. Why are you whispering? It doesn't matter if Lily hears us now. Just shut up. Lily, Mommy is leaving now. Bye, Mom. Love you. Love you too, sweetie. Be a good girl for Daddy. I will. Bye. Make sure she's at the party on time, Grim. Not a minute later. I'll arrange the carriage and police escort. Ugh. Bye, asshole. Okay, Lily. Which trick should we teach Bobby first? I know. Let's do beg. Change of plans, Grim. I'll take Lily to the party now. But Mom, Bobby is learning how to shake paw. Allie, it's okay. I can take her. No, Grim. Something weird is going on. I need to keep an eye on her. Allison, she's safe here with me. I'm not going to risk anything with her. What happened?
Weird phone calls. Strange sounds in the house. Someone taped a disgusting note to my door. And I swear someone has been inside. When I got home, the door was unlocked. I never leave the door unlocked. Ever.
Willie, honey, I'm sorry. I don't think you can go to the party. But why, Mom? I've been looking forward to it for weeks.
Just do what I say, Lily. We need to go now.
Allie, it's okay. She's safe. It's probably just some kids being dicks.
Don't tell me it's nothing. I know what I heard.
Okay, but taking Lily back there won't help.
Grim, just don't. I need to know she's safe.
So do I. You've met Violet's parents before, right?
Yes.
And they're good people, aren't they?
Yes, the husband is a doctor, and Violet's mother is a bank teller or something.
So why don't you just drop her off?
And while you're at home, waiting for the party to end, you get an emergency locksmith to install new locks on the doors and windows. I'll even pay for it myself if it worries you that much.
I'd rather be with Lily.
I'd rather know that Lily is always safe in the house.
Allie, we both want her to feel safe.
But taking her home, missing a party, and staying in a house you already think someone broke into now, is not how we make her feel safe.
Grim, damn it. Fine, I'll take her right now, though.
It'd be much quicker if you go home now to wait for the locksmith. You can call them on your way.
I really think I should take her. I need to make sure Violet's parents know to keep an eye on her. Plus, you don't know them.
Right, that makes sense.
Okay, Lily, we've got to go now. Say bye to Daddy.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, sweetheart. See you soon.
I better bring Delilah to Cooper. I'll call him and see if he's around.
Hey, Coop. I'm bringing Delilah around to see what's causing her to run rough. Just let me look at her. My magic fingers can fix anything. Whatever. As long as you have a cold beer or two handy. It's been a day. Always, bro. See you soon. The spark plugs aren't foul, but we may as well replace them now that we've taken them out. Though it still sounds like the air-fuel mixture is off. So, could it be a blockage in the intake, exhaust, or a problem with the supercharger? The blower is new, so I hope it's not that. I really don't want to have to take it all apart. What about the intake? Let's have a look. The air filter could use replacing, but that's no big deal. The pipes seem good. How quick were you going when it started running rough? Well, under the speed limit. They wouldn't be deforming then. I'll check the wiring. Okay, let's get started. You know, while we're at it, we could replace the cam gears with variable ones to fine-tune the timing. That's the problem with cars. Whenever you go to fix something, there's always a replacement part that's just a little bit better and just a little bit more expensive. Remember the brake rotors? Haha, sure do. New ones are $400. Brakes are important, so sure, I'll pay that. When I get to the speed shop, which has slotted rotors for $475. Excuse me, then I get to the speed shop, which has slotted rotors for $475. What's an extra $75 to help you stop quicker? It's a vital safety feature. It'd be irresponsible to cheap out. Then there's slotted and drilled rotors for $560. I'm already justifying the extra money, so that's fine. Then while I have the calipers off to replace the rotors, I may as well replace the brake pads. That was an extra $250 because if I've got new slotted and drilled rotors, I might as well get top-line brake pads. They pay for themselves with peace of mind. And then the brake lines look a little banged up. If I spring a leak there, the car will suddenly pull to one side as soon as I hit the brake pedal. So braided lines it is. It's only sensible. Next thing you know, I'm $2,000 in the hole. And by the worst part is, by the time I get everything in the car, I realize that I haven't even bought any extra brake fluid. I couldn't drive the car without it, and your dumbass wasn't answering the phone. Hey, I'm a popular guy. And I had to sit and look at Delilah on the ramps, upgraded and ready to go. But unable to drive her because of $20 worth of basic fucking brake fluid. Well, I'm glad you learned to bring the car to the expert after that adventure. Yeah. Well, what's wrong then, Mr. Expert? Well, the mufflers and cat look clear. The only other thing I can think of is the airflow sensor and the wiring that leads to it. You know, we could avoid much of this with an aftermarket ECU. I'll refer you to the conversation we just had about spend creep. I'm just saying, bro, it'll make a shitload of difference. You've already ordered one, haven't you? It'll be here next week. No overnighting it from Japan? Fuck no, what asshole would do that? It'd be cheaper to buy a first-class ticket with extra seat for the parts and fly there myself. But let's just get a look at the airflow meter then. Grim? You know how the airflow meter tracks the volume of air coming into the engine?
Yep.
And you know how it then tells the car how much fuel to put into the cylinders?
Yep.
And you know how we had to shift it when we added a cold air intake box with a pod-style air filter instead of the basic panel?
Yep.
You know what really helps with the car's performance?
What's that?
When you plug the fucking airflow meter into the wiring loom so the car doesn't have to guess how much air is coming in.
Motherfucker.
Hey, it was plugged in. I couldn't have driven it in our race if it wasn't. Well, maybe your unhinged driving shook it loose. You never did understand that smooth is fast, didn't you? Maybe not, but I understand that whether you win by an inch or a mile, you still win.
Yeah, well, that beer you're drinking is part of my bet debt.
But you're drinking it too.
What, are you so stingy as to deny your best friend one of your beers? I don't know why I expect anything else from you. Because I'm a charming and cultured scamp, while you're a boring and dull teacher. If you were my student, I'd fail you so hard. Anyway, I'll plug it back in, turn it over, and see how she goes. It's always the simplest shit that gets you. Tell them you're too busy airing out your vagina. It's Allison. Then tell her to go fuck herself. Coop, it could be important. Whatever. Nothing good will come from talking to that bitch. Coop, she's the mother of my child. You don't have to like her, but don't make it harder for me to co-parent with her, okay? Ouch, bringing in Lily. Low blow, bro. Hi, Allison. What? I'm on my way. Coop, close it up. I gotta go, now. Bro, what's up? It's Lily. There's been an accident. Got it. I'll drive. Coop! No, man. You call who you gotta. I'll get us there fast. All right, guys. And this is where we're going to leave off for right now. We'll see you back here in September with more Race of Life. I'm out.